Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm bad.
Amazing. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Girl, I'm bad, 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 bad. Amazing why.
Yeah. Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Sean Murphy being back on the show. Sean is the CEO and the co-founder of Switch and Shift, the author of The Optimistic Workplace. He is a thought leader on how to make sure our organizations are running properly and that we don't create a casualty list any more than is necessary. Leadership is a big deal. He says that's a big deal. And managing change. Now, well, not managing change, but leading change, right, Sean?
Absolutely. There is a difference.
So change, I love talking about change because nothing's new under the sun about change in thousands of years.
It happens, right?
Because a computer is just a fancy wheel, isn't it? And electricity is just a burning tree, you know, harnessed. So nothing's new under the sun except for one thing, and that's the velocity of change. That's new, isn't it?
Yeah. Well,
the compression of time
on the business.
The compression of time between one model of change and the next model of change. That's what's new. That's what's taking our breath away, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's exhausting for a lot of business owners and employees. So it's definitely a constant that business owners really need to pay attention to and know how to effectively bring in change to the organization. Because we know one thing is if we fail to adapt to the changing conditions, then we fail to leverage, you know, the greatest opportunities that we could create with our business, whether that be, you know, new products, whether it be new services, new processes. So it's a vital element to be a thriving business today is being change adaptable.
Well, and the thing that I've been trying to drive home over the years, Sean, is with the help from people like yourself, is that it's not, you know, for the average small business owner, we don't really like change that much. Nobody, in fact, research shows 2/3 of us hate change. And so,
and I'm glad to hear you say that.
Okay.
And here's the reason why. When we go into organizations and we help them change, people say, "Oh, I love change," and I say, "No, you don't." Until it's once it's personal, you will
don't
find
lie.
A way.
Don't lie to me. I know better than that.
Well, because it's biologically wired into our brains. It affects the region of our brain, the limbic or the amygdala.
Right.
And that's our protection area.
Right. That's the reptilian part of our brain. Yeah.
That's right. So it's part of just our way of surviving. And unfortunately, surviving isn't a good strategy when it comes to change. You really want to be able to help people do their best,
right,
as best as they can, when you need to bring change.
Well, when you're trying to defend yourself, you've got your shields up, and that means that whatever you need to know about where you need to go is getting blocked too.
Right.
And
good analogy.
So this is the reason why we've talked about not just recognizing change, not just accepting change. It's not even enough in the 21st century to do that. It's not even enough to manage change. You have to lead change, which means that you're actually part of the force that's causing the change, so you don't get run over, right, Sean?
That's right. Yeah, you know, and what I like to tell organizations, and tell is probably not the right word. What we like to show organizations, there are really five key principles that you've gotta embrace. Otherwise, while you got your shield up, you're just gonna get pummeled, and you're gonna be exhausted, and you're not gonna be able to lead effectively.
All right, what are those five?
Well, the first one is, you know...
List the five, and then we'll talk about them in the next segment.
All right, here are the five. You got to find your champions. Who are the ones that are supporting the change? You got to realize that change is very relationally driven. Number three is it's emotional. And four is, you know, don't just take a top-down approach. And number five, you got to create quick wins and make sure there's progress in the change that you're causing.
All right. Do the fourth one again.
Fourth one is it's not top-down only.
All right. Explain that quickly a little bit more.
So top-down means if you're the business owner and you say, this is what we're going to do and you're going to like it,
right.
That's not going to work.
I got you. I'm going to call that feedback.
Okay. Very good.
We're going to talk about those five, folks. These are important ways for you to learn how to lead change so your company is on the leading edge and not getting run over, but also not on the bleeding edge where all the cash goes.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.